AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's a new variant of the coronavirus, and it's causing global concern. The World Health Organization's called a meeting to analyze the variant first detected in South Africa, but already spreading on the continent. Our Tim McGuire has more.
South Africa's Health Minister Joseph Fala says the new coronavirus variant is worrisome because of its high number of mutations and rapid spread among young people in the country's most populous province.
And the United Kingdom's Health Secretary says they're restricting visitors from parts of Africa as a precaution.
South Africa, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, and Zimbabwe, and Botswana. And we will be requiring anyone that arrives from those countries from 4 a.m. on Sunday to quarantine.
Thousands of people in Southern California had no electricity on Thanksgiving Day. Utilities cut power to prevent wildfires, with Santa Ana winds sweeping through the region. Trees fell in some areas, with gusts reaching up to 76 miles an hour. It is the kickoff to the annual Start Shopping for the holiday season.
Industry experts expect record-breaking sales this holiday season. The National Retail Federation predicts an increase as much as 10.5% compared with last year. Senior Director Catherine Cullen.
We're expecting, at least 158 million shoppers. Those are people who are already planning to shop.
Supply shortages, higher prices, and staffing issues might leave shoppers disappointed. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Aurora, Colorado, a 17-year-old boy is dead. Police say there was a shootout with a former police officer who complained about teens driving recklessly through a neighborhood. The former officer was injured in the incident. The Raiders beat the Cowboys 36-33 in overtime. The Bears took down the Lions 16-14. This is AP News. It was a bittersweet Thanksgiving for the mother of Ahmaud Arbery, thankful for the Georgia jury that delivered three convictions for his death.
Ahmaud Arbery's mother says her son's empty Thanksgiving chair is a symbol of justice. And despite what she says is an empty spot in her heart,
we finally got justice for Ahmaud.
Wanda Cooper Jones spent the past 6 weeks away from home since jury selection started October 18th. She moved away from Brunswick after her son was killed. Memories of her son, such as his favorite foods.
Ahmaud liked butter beans. He liked butter beans and pork chops.
I'm Norman Hall.
An emergency landing for an Alaska Airlines flight from Oregon to San Francisco filled with holiday travelers Wednesday. Local media report the right engine experienced a mechanical problem and the pilot returned the plane to Portland. One passenger with his wife and children on board called it terrifying. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.